Joe Fawcett is the director of mill operations, and Dan Novick is the director of maintenance and engineering for Mercer Peace River. And they join us via Zoom and on the line today. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. Just a little bit of an icebreaker this afternoon. How are things going at the mill?
I'm very well, actually. From a production standpoint and runability standpoint, I think we've had a great first quarter. Our production is over budget, and the mill has been running very steady overall from a production standpoint. So I'd say it's been running excellent.
What are some of the main focuses that are being maintained or done at the mill heading as we head further into 2026 as we go?
Obviously, unit cost for us is a big focus, which is driven by, as Joe mentioned, being able to run reliably. The more tons we produce, the less we can do it for. So that's a big focus. And then just trying to reduce waste where we see waste from a cost standpoint, and really looking at each line item on our cost statements and seeing what we can do to reduce our overall cost to produce.
So far in 2026, has things been progressing on target?
Yeah, I would say production has been, as Joe mentioned, better than budget. So production numbers have been strong. And from a cost standpoint, there's been a little bit of pressure from inflation, some rising fuel costs and things like that. But overall, still we're holding steady with our cost to produce as well.
Those are good points you bring up here, Dan and Joe. The balance. How difficult is it to maintain that balance of steady production with sustainability at the mill?
It's a big challenge for us right now. Like as Dan mentioned, when you're dealing with inflation and some escalating costs and essentially everything we deal with, from contractors to parts, materials, those kinds of things. So it's really about going to our teams and asking them to assess risk in every decision they make. So it really comes down to, okay, we need to make production. We need to do it at a reasonable cost. So when you start making decisions about what work you're going to do, what downtime you're going to take, when are you going to take it, you need to weigh all them risks associated in those decisions. So it's a load, and I mean it's a big ask of our group, but they've responded very well, and they fully understand the challenge. And as Dan says, we're doing well in that respect so far this year.
From a management perspective, how difficult is it to maintain those strategies, especially with the global market maintaining its course right now?
Well, it takes lots of focus from the team, obviously, and we've put some tools in place that help us make sure we're pulling on the rope in the same direction, and cost and reliability are our two main focals, so everybody at the facility knows that, and they do what they can to support those initiatives and strategies.
One big project that has come forward at Mercer Peace River is the carbon capture demonstration project that's going on right now. How significant has that been since the feasibility started and things are going the way they are right now?
Yeah, well, we're continuing to progress the project. So we kicked it off, and we're in our second phase of engineering. So we're continuing to develop the scope of work, also tighten up what our capital cost estimate is going to be for the project. And so far, we're optimistic of where it's headed, but still need to do some more work and development before we fully understand the economic benefit of the project.
Yeah, that is actually going to be my next question. I was talking with Cal Dakin the other day, the managing director, and he said the optimism is definitely present, especially with this project now underway. I was going to ask, how optimistic are you in the fact that this is going to go ahead? Because from what I understand, this is a huge, in quotes, Canadian project.
Yeah, well, I think it's promising just even the fact that we've gone through two gate stages of development with the project. We're looking at heading into the next stage here in about 3 months' time. So if we get through that one, things are looking really promising. But the fact that we've managed to keep the project moving and it hasn't been shelved shows that it is a good opportunity for us.
Joe, with the global markets the way they are, and with the carbon capture project proceeding at, I'm assuming, please correct me if I'm wrong, a good pace. What is the big message that Mercer Peace River says to both the community and their employees as this goes forward?
Well, I think that the big thing for us is that we fully understand how important this mill is to the area and to a lot of people, be it employees at the mill, be it contractors that work with the mill in some respect, and the project is absolutely a great project. It could be transformative for our organization. And we're seeing support from government, different levels and things like that can move this project forward. And it is something to be optimistic about. And like I say, cautiously optimistic as we work forward and move towards it. But the project will secure the future for the mill for many, many years if it comes to fruition.
I think that will work just fine. Joe Fawcett, the Director of Mill Operations, Dan Novick, the Director of Maintenance and Engineering for Mercer Peace River. Gentlemen, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
you.